Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1566. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bimrabban Ziz, Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Refuah Shalema Tzvi, Ben Leia Miriam, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we are in the middle of Muksa, obviously, and the halachas of Chasar and Kis, the category of Chasar and Kis in Muksa. So now, just going a little bit through the Sefer Yetzer Halachas, like we mentioned, there's, Baruch Hashem, so many Sfarim written on Muksa, but we want to pull out, you know, a little bit here and there, the Sfarim that we go, that we've been learning throughout Shabbos and throughout Brachas for that matter. So, but be it as it may, so in the Sefer Yetzer Halachas, he just continues on, in our Simen Shin Ches, Ois Chav Gimel, again, he does have a whole section on Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, in Simen Shin Ches, as he cuts it up, he slices and dice, you know, each section is brought down separately. It's not just a lump sum, because Shin Ches is very, very large, and the entire, you know, all the halachas of Muksa, there's a lot to do, so we have to take it step by step. Okay, so in conjunction with what we've been talking about, right, somebody has, he talks about it's called a vine flush, a wine, it's like a wine bottle, right? Somebody has a very expensive wine bottle that they were given, let's say, as a present, or it might be sentimental, or it's very expensive, whatever the case is. So the question is, could I use this wine bottle, right? I keep my wine in it, or only for the only for Shabbos, especially I use it for Shabbos. But it's mamish very expensive. Of course, I don't want it used. I don't want anybody touching it or using it for any other purpose, right? Like we said, that is part of Chasar and Kis, right? The part that I'm makbid, mamish, nobody should touch it, move it, only I'm the one who pours the wine, fine. It's because of the various reasons, expensive and so on. So maybe we'll say that's Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, my wine bottle, this is where I pour my wine, right? I have the regular bottle of wine that I buy from the store, and before Shabbos or on Shabbos, I pour it in to this vine flush, as they say in Yiddish. So he says, of course, that would not be a problem. While Pizze, he says, in conjunction with all the halachas we've been learning of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, while Pizze, Tzluchas Kesef Shel Yayin, I have this very expensive, this silver, whatever, of wine bottle. So it's a silver, very expensive silver wine bottle, Shar Kalim, Shemalachtam Leheter, or some other Kali, right? We spoke about last time, a Becher, possibly. And again, the same thing. I don't want anybody touching, moving, using it, only myself. Afal P, Shehemi Karm, is a Shehemi Karm, Uvderach Klal, it's very expensive. Uvderach Klal, Emishtam, Shemboy, Lashar Dvaram, I don't use it for anything else. I don't even give it to anybody else. Ain't a love Shum Muksa. Ain't a love Shem Muksa. I'm sorry, it would not be Muksa, would not be Chasar and Kis, and it would not be Muksa Bechlal, Beprat Im Olo L'Shamish Boi Boi Se Shabbos, and definitely if a person wants to use it for that Shabbos. Afal Pi Devashar Hayoy Makbid M'L'Shamish Boi, even though you'll say, wait, one second, during the whole week, a mamish, it sits in the break front, right? And people look at it, they come to the house, ooh, wow, look at that wine bottle, what, how much did it cost? Ooh, it's so beautiful, what is it for? A special Shabbos, this, that. During the week, nobody touches it, nobody uses it, right? So that's what he says, but since it's something, number one, it's klisha malachta leheter. Number two, it's not, you didn't set it aside totally, right? We said if you set it aside totally, a mamish, you never use it, period, then it could fall under the guidelines of Chasar and Kis, but since it's something that a person uses, this person in this case is using it, right? We spoke about last time, constantly chazering over, that the Chasar and Kis is totally in the das of a person, each person themselves. We quoted from the Eitzer Halach is quoted from the Bir Halacha and the Shibur and so on. V'kelim Shena Bailam Makpidim. I'm sorry, Amashma the Hakol totally. It's totally in the how makbid is this the owner of this item on this item, that's what it's totally in Chasar and Kis, right? So over here the person's not makbid and they want to use it on Shabbos, so this wine bottle would be allowed to be used, even though it's who knows how expensive, it's silver and whatever the case might be. Okay, so he says interesting thing on the bottom. He says, "Bring to the Shaz Shuvas, kind of a shame. Shaz Shuvas Mincha Shleima." That Nerulem Deha Klalei. Right. So if the Klal is like this, the Ainzem Muksa, Ella be'echad, that there's not going to be any muksa. Ella be'echad min hashemesh shekavu chazal. In other words, it has to fall under the guidelines that Chazal told us, right? Avo masha adam maksa dova midaita mimnei sheichad elizman. That the person uses a certain thing for a certain zmanim, zman mesuyim, right? Regular time, a certain time. That's not going to be enough to make something muksa, right? If a person has a certain item that they'll use only for certain times, like this wine bottle that they mamish don't touch, or they might use it only a few Shabbosim during the year when guests come, let's say, something like that. So he says also that would not be enough to make it muksa machmas chasar and kiss, even though the fact that the matter of fact is that a person sets it aside for only for certain times. So he says, interesting further, that he says, for this reason, this is all in Ois Samach Gimel on the bottom, and for this reason, let's say I have certain clothing that I only wear on Yom Tov. Could I wear it on Shabbos, right? These clothing have a special closet for Yom Tov. There's such a thing, people have certain clothing, only Yom Tov clothing, right? That's it, finished. So I have it set aside. So could I, Shabbos, I want to wear it. Could I wear it? What do you mean? It's muksa. It's set aside for Yom Tov. No, so it would be no problem. Muta lulbash, you would be allowed to wear it. It's klisha malachtai leheter, and the fact that you set it aside for a certain time of the year, which would be Yom Tov, it would still be okay. He even says, mafilu kelim amichadim lepesach, even kelim, right? People have their kelim, their regular utensils that are used for Pesach. I'm not getting into the chametz pot, that's not the issue right now, but they set it aside for Pesach. Nami mutorim b'shabosah shol kol yimayis hashana. He says, interesting, one would be allowed to use it on Shabbos. Something, let's say a becher or whatever the case might be. Evle mikrei since it's something that's allowed to be used. I'm not pulling out the mixer that I use to mix the cake, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, let's say I have a becher or something like that. I have my Pesach becher. Now, punkt is Shabbos, I want to use it. Okay, so I won't use it anymore for Pesach, whatever the case might be. So that's a very interesting thing. He says that would still be okay. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.